Let's go for a little ride.
Welcome to Parking Rectos!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
I know, especially when it's not your fault.
Yeah.
So do you think you're... Are you going to get, like, a loaner car?
Yeah, USAA, because of my... With my insurance, they're like, so you've got an option of getting a truck, or you can get a Charger or a Maxima. What do you want? And I was like, well, I don't want a truck. And then after I chose, like, the Maxima, I was like, shit, I could have gotten a truck because I need to do yard work. And that would have been perfect to buy a couple plants and some mulch. But, oh, well.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking more like
the back of the car.
Oh, dude, can I get a loaner? And it's that scene from The Mask where he's like, a loaner? And they bring out the loaner.
Oh, fuck, dude. I had that happen in Sierra Nissan one time. I took my 350Z in to get serviced, and then they gave me this little Nissan Versa. And I was like, the fuck? I was super pissed. But then again, you know, when you're younger. But I remember that thing was so underpowered. I was going over, you know, the overpass from, 410 to I-10?
Yeah.
It's like pretty ridiculously high or whatever. That thing was struggling to make that overpass. I was like, oh shit, this thing's gonna stall out on the freaking overpass.
That's too funny.
Speed dating with Beetlejuice.
What the fuck?
Fucking Homer, all random.
Oh, welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife Dudes. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
I was wondering why you weren't partaking in the conversation.
Yeah, I know. He's just sitting there staring at his phone. Yeah.
It was just somebody shared it and I had to share it again.
Did you share it? Because that sounds hilarious. I want to watch it.
Yeah, I'll
put it on. As well.
If y'all want to turn around and share it to the other one.
Right. Beautiful. Well, in other news, I'm tired as hell today.
You and me both. It's
been a long week, man. Cars. I hate them, but love them so much at the same time. Only because they get me from point A to point B. That's about it.
Yeah, I know. Don't even know how to change a headlight bulb.
Nope. Someone tried to tell me both my brake lights that were out today. I was like, I don't believe you. No, I don't want you to replace them for $10 each because I know how to do that now.
You do? Oh, yeah, that's right, because I showed you how. That's right.
Exactly. That was literally was the point I was making. Thank you for spelling it out, though. No reading between the lines.
Yep. Dude, I'm exhausted, man. It's only Tuesday, and I'm just freaking
say
tired.
Things like that. It's only Tuesday. I feel every time you're like leading up to the long weekend, it's like the longest week ever.
I don't have a long weekend. I'm working on Monday.
That sucks. Long weekend for me. Watch out.
But I get floating holidays, so, I mean, I can take time off when not everyone else is off. So
yeah. No, I like having these kinds of days off because my kids are off already, so it's kind of a win-win situation. Oh, so we're going to break some news today. And by break, I mean kind of reiterate what's happened over the last week or so. That's my idea of break. Tell them, Steve Dave. First up, in the ongoing fucking drama that is the Batman movie, first everything's okay, then everything's not okay. Ben's going to direct. Dropped off as director. We had a lengthy conversation about that 2 episodes ago. But it was all good, right? Batman, you know, Ben Affleck, he's still going to write it, produce it, star in it. Perfect. Boom, what do we get next? Damn, page 1 rewrite. You got to be shitting me. And then, well, maybe that's not so true. Not a page 1 rewrite. Apparently the script's done. But rumor has it, according to John Campia of Collider Movie Talk. Yeah, I'm going to name the source directly. He's talked to several sources. Ben Affleck doesn't want to be Batman anymore. Apparently, if anything, he's trying to get out, get Justice League done, and be done with Batman. And then, if they force him to stay through the contract, he's only going through the solo Batman film, and then he's going to be done.
You know why, though, right? According to these sources?
Because he's Batman?
I'm going to stick with that.
No, well, they're saying that originally you know, he was going to direct, he was going to star and do all the all that jazz, right? But then the most recent movie that he starred in and directed in and wrote tanked at the box office. So
boom, Live by Night.
Sources, yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember the name of the movie. Are saying that he's now, yeah, pretty much true.
The Accountant. Oh no.
I heard that movie was good. I want to see it still. But I don't know.
You want to talk about it real quick? A little disappointed. I thought The Accountant was a little disappointing. I wanted more. I liked how smart he was. I liked how he thought things through. But I needed a little bit more John Wick flavor into it.
Well, John Wick 2's out, so we need to go see that. But anyway.
And by we, you mean you.
You.
Because I'm pretty sure.
Am I the only one that hasn't seen it?
That would be a yes, sir.
Where's the invite?
You were working when I went, and he had a date, so there you go.
Homer, I was literally talking to Homer on my lunch break while he was at the movie theater.
This guy.
He's off. I can't believe nobody's here. I was like, yeah, because everybody's at fucking work.
Dude, no, dude. The last 5 minutes before the theater, boom, full house, sold out.
Yep. Same thing in our theater, man. I couldn't believe it was stacked. Anyway, so Live by Night.
Going back to what I was saying? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they're saying that he's lost confidence.
I've seen that. I've seen that.
He can direct and star and write something as big of a franchise as Batman.
I can see that now.
You know what, though? I don't buy it, though, because it's Ben Affleck. He's a, you know, superstar celebrity here.
Maybe?
He's been in some shitty-ass movies, but he's been in some great movies, too.
Well, can't argue that. Now, I've read a lot of the articles. You tagged us in the article the other day. I read several of them. What was it? Fuck, it was this morning. Damn, that's how long today felt. I thought it was several days.
You know, I only get on Facebook when I'm on the throne.
That's true. Last, on the left.
Yep.
So you tagged us this morning.
New podcast coming your way.
Oh, my God. So you tagged us this morning, and I actually listened to the show that he's on. And so I had that episode queued up. So I went and listened to it later in the morning. And it's so funny how in the time that you tagged us in the post and in the time by the time I finally listened to the actual episode where John Campia says this, I had seen maybe 10 articles with all the same kind of thing. He doesn't want to do it. You go listen to that audio, though. John Campia strictly says, take this with a huge grain of salt. My sources are reliable, but I'm terrible breaking news. And the last two times I tried to do this, I was 100% wrong. So do not take this at surface value. This is just what I'm quote unquote hearing. And the last thing I heard was that Adrian Brody was going to play Ant-Man, which was totally fucking wrong. So stay optimistic that this is not correct as well, but I don't know, man. If Ben doesn't want to do it, he shouldn't do it. I don't want to have
just building hype for the movie.
Maybe I don't. This isn't hype. This is just making everybody nervous.
Or they're just lowering expectations because they've read the script and they're like, this isn't as good as we've hyped it up to be. Let's lower everyone's expectations.
You know, they haven't even started filming yet. They have all the time in the world to fix the script. They should not be running on a script that they're not comfortable with at all. I can understand Ben not wanting to get into this role, especially after Live by Night tanks, Batman v Superman. You know, he was kind of the silver lining in that movie to most people, but it didn't get the reception he wants. The Suicide Squad didn't get the reception that it wants. The DC universe is off to a rocky start. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what's playing into it. I think he's kind of getting into that position where he's in I need to start getting my foot out the door. Because let's face it, if Wonder Woman and Justice League come out and they're fucking the mind-blowing, game-changing movies that we expect them to be, it's real easy for him to put that foot back in the door if he's already halfway out.
Do you think it might actually just be Warner Brothers' problem that the DC universe isn't doing well? Because when you look at Marvel, for example, right? A lot of these Marvel movies have that, I wouldn't say that it factor, but they're more...
They're cohesive.
Family. Not just that, but they're more family-friendly. You know, I always felt like the DC universe was much more adult because it's...
Which is fine. I think you can build a universe around an adult theme. That I don't think that's...
I think they're just trying to cater to, like, everyone instead of just, you know... Yeah. Like, I feel like Marvel kind of understands that, hey, we're not going to cater to everyone, but we're going to be more true to our roots.
Potentially. I think Marvel just has a through line. When they saw what Iron Man did, they made a plan and they had a vision to make these movies. I mean, look, we're almost 10 years away from Iron Man 1, which has been building up to the Infinity Wars, which comes out next year. And what is that, like 20 movies in between then? And they had that vision from the first Iron Man. So for 10 years, they've been following one vision. Warner Brothers can't follow a single vision for 10 minutes. And I think that's really what the issue is. I think that's where the through line, that's where the issue, that they cannot get on the right path yet.
They're just looking for, so pretty much what you're saying is they're going to see if they can just make movies that can, you know, have pretty much they're trying to make a high-grossing film. They're not really worried about, is the storyline making any sense where you can, you know, buy a bunch of movies and watch them start to finish and be like, oh, okay, I understand the timeline like Marvel's doing.
No, I don't think that's necessarily it either. The timeline, although slightly funky here in these first two movies, or the first, I guess really three movies if you start with Man of Steel, a little funky still, kind of interesting to keep up with. But I think tonally and what they're trying to accomplish is unclear at this point. And I think they're being too reactionary. Oh, Batman v Superman's too dark. So then they go back, they do rewrites, reshoots for Suicide Squad, and then look what we got with that movie. Not the movie we were all expecting. Still a great movie, and that's one of those movies, the more I watch it, the more I like it, actually. But I think they're still just trying to find their voice.
Makes sense.
Comer, any input on this?
Input on how much I hate what's going on with the DC Universe? Or?
Yep, that's definitely what we're talking about right now. It doesn't make any sense. They had the best comics, the best shows on TV. How can they not get this fucking cinematic universe right?
I don't know what they're trying to, like... I know what they're trying to start, but I feel like they're trying to start it too much too fast. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to catch up with Marvel, what Marvel has been doing for the past, like, you know, like you said, years. Mm-hmm. You know? And so that's the thing. They're trying to be like, okay, they've done this in 10 years, let's do it in 2. And it's... They're cramping too much too fast. You know what I mean? And I feel like they're just trying to push too much, man. Like, that's what's kind of messing everything up.
Well, you know who else is known for pushing too much? No, that's a terrible segue. That's not going to make sense at all. I was going to go roll into Matt Reeves there, but it made sense in my head. So, well, now that this is totally botched. So Matt Reeves is in talk to direct the next solo Batman film in place of Ben Affleck. Now, Matt Reeves is known for directing the last Planet of the Apes movie and the one coming out this summer. What is it? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yep, and then Cloverfield 2, I think it was, right?
I don't know if he's doing Cloverfield 2, but he did do Cloverfield 1. Not a bad resume so far. How that tied into pushing the limits, though. Apparently, when he took on the role of directing the last Planet of the Apes movie, they had already kind of started, and so he took what they had and remolded it, put it into his vision, which is what it looks like he's going to have to do with this Batman film coming on and getting into a script that already exists, into a universe that already exists, and play with the toys that he already has and put his own voice on it.
But he's just in the talks, right? It's not a for sure yet.
So Warner Brothers had announced that he was their number one choice, and he officially went into talks, I think, yesterday.
So they're
trying to... Which was Monday.
Yeah, which was this past Monday, February 13th, I think was the day. So he's officially in talks, which typically leads to the things being signed over. However, I mean, you get something like the Flash movie, where Flash has officially had like 16 directors on it already. So just because Matt Reeves jumps on doesn't mean he'll stay on, but I know that he was a big pick for Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. Fairly impressive resume so far, I guess, to most people. To be honest, I like the Planet of the Apes movies, but they don't blow me away. We talked in length about who I think we would have liked to see direct this movie. How do you guys feel about hearing Matt Reeves as likely the choice for it?
He's done pretty good. I'm backing up.
I buy that for a dollar.
I don't mind. You know, I thought the Planet of the Apes movies are really good. I can't say the same about Cloverfield, but that's just because I really haven't. I started watching the first one, and I was just like, whatever. And I haven't seen the second one. So
There's no second
one. Yeah, there is a Cloverfield 2.
There's a Cloverfield 2?
John Goodman?
That's Cloverfield Lane.
That's a totally different
movie. Whatever. It's like a second Cloverfield, man.
What? Yeah, I can't wait to watch Superman 2. You mean Iron Man 3? That's the same thing.
You know what I mean.
Anyway. That's not even apples and oranges. That was like apples and onions, bro.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
That was rough.
That was a really bad analogy on Homer's part. Anyway.
Yeah, we are on a roll tonight.
Eh.
All right, so we'll live with Matt Reeves directed Batman. I guess we'll all deal with that. I'm fine with it. I think he'll do fine. I mean, it's not like he doesn't have amazing source material to work with already. So if he goes in there and does what he does it well, and Warner Brothers lets him do it, should be good to go.
You know, I just thought of something. I don't know why I was thinking of Superbad. And what if Ben Affleck's like, here are all my notes on what I'd like to do for Batman. And he opens it, and it's just like a notebook full of dicks. It's like, I don't know. I just found it.
Oh, man. You're in the wrong business, man. You need to be doing sketch comedy, not a podcast.
I was just watching Superbad yesterday. And
oh, man.
It just popped in my head right now. It's like, I couldn't stop drawing dicks. And I don't know.
You were watching it on Netflix, wasn't it? Didn't it just get added to Netflix?
It did. It sure did.
I just finished a series on Netflix. I'm sure you haven't watched it, Philip Homer. Have you seen a series called Slasher?
Slasher, no, but I think you were talking about it last time.
Yeah, I think we actually talked about it with Sam. Halloween Happy was on, and she had mentioned it. Mm. And I was talking to her about it. I was like, hey, I started watching it. She's like, I fizzled out about halfway through. And then I got about halfway through. I was like, totally understand why you fizzled out. It's kind of boring, but I'm halfway through. Because episodes 1 and 2, banging. 3 and 4, but 5 was like, okay. And then 6, 7, and 8 were just perfect, man. Good show. Highly recommend it. Loved it.
Oh, I've got a couple in my queue that I started watching. Narcos, Marco Polo, and the Medici.
Aren't those all canceled shows now?
No, they're all. It says all Netflix originals. I have no idea. I thought Narcos was still going.
No, yeah, Narcos is still going. They're working on season 2.
They canceled it.
So, Homer shared a bit of information this morning, afternoon. When the fuck did you share this shit?
What are you talking about?
Dread 2 has been announced.
I thought I shared that yesterday.
Homer, why don't you give us a little bit of this information? Because when you posted about it, you did not put a happy face with it. Why did not you share a happy face with the post that Dread 2 is confirmed?
Well, because I liked the first Dread movie, and then the original one with Sylvester Stallone.
It's horrible. Don't lie.
Really? You didn't like it?
I'm just kidding. But he takes the helmet off, man. How do you take the most badass helmet off outside? He's got like the third most badass helmet. Boba Fett, Darth Vader, Judge Dredd. I mean,
but that's the thing. Like, I think even in the comics, he never takes off the helmet. Like, he just always leaves it on.
Yeah, it looks kind of like Captain Falcon.
Captain Falcon.
Falcon Punch! All right.
But I feel like I loved it that he kept his helmet on the whole time, and I thought it was awesome. And I loved it. But, like, when I started reading what they had posted, they were kind of like, we're making another Judge Dredd. But it's not what you think it's going to be. But it is a Judge Dredd, too. So I kind of start thinking, like, where are you going to go a different route? Like, is it going to be like a Judge Dredd spinoff and follow the girl from the first movie? Like, what are you going to do? Like, where are you going with this? What's going to happen? Is it going to be a new Judge Dredd and follow, like I said, the girl? Like, what's going on? So that's why I'm not happy until I start getting more and more details.
So I think that I actually have the answer to your question. I saw your post, and I can't remember where I had seen the answer to your question at, but I think the rumor is it's going to be animated.
I probably didn't read that far down because I think my boss...
I don't think it was in that same post. I think I had seen it somewhere else. I saw your post, but then I had recalled that I had just seen another post where Judge Dredd 2 is coming. And it's gonna
Hey, why does Philip never get tagged in Homer's posts?
Nobody gets tagged in Homer's posts.
He muted himself. Shit. Look at that. Look at that. He's like, mute.
I muted because what I was doing needed to be muted. All right, that's why. But I don't tag anybody in my posts. Huh.
What's up with that, man? We tag you all the time, and tag snob.
I ain't got time for hashtags and tags, all right? Even Aaron
knows. Just post it.
I was even Aaron knows. I'll post the picture on our thing, and he just jumps on. Hashtag, yep. hashtag. I'm like, all right, we good. Keep moving. Next picture.
I knew that if I didn't do that, that we would have had no pictures from Pac South.
You welcome, by the way.
This dude just doesn't want to post it because he doesn't want to put all the fucking captions. And I text you beforehand and was like, just post the pictures. I'll handle the tagging.
And they started coming out
nothing. I was like, shit, look at that. Almost 10 posts. That backs up. I'll be damned. So you wouldn't be excited for a Dredd 2 animated form?
I would. I would just...
excited in live action.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know, they may do one of those, like they did the Matrix in-betweens, where it's like, it's six mini little... cartoons that make one full movie by six different artists, and it's like, okay, all right,
okay. Hold on, I gotta ask a question now because I can't really tell from your tone.
All right,
but did you like that? Because I love the Animatrix, and they even did one of those between the Dark Knight and the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah,
Batman Knights of Gotham or whatever.
Yeah,
and I loved those as well.
Yeah, but that was awesome.
I thought it was interesting because they were like mini stories for the Matrix. You know what I mean? Because I was like, oh, this is the beforehand. This is how it started. Oh, okay, cool. Like, I liked them. But then I was kind of like, I see little connections. But if they were going to make like a full, this is the Matrix 2 Reloaded, but it's going to be animated, I would have been like, really? Okay. I guess I'm going to watch it because I want to continue the story, but I'm not hyped about it.
You know, it's kind of hard to go from like the live action to the animated.
Yeah.
Kind of loses some of, I mean.
Loses the most.
I guess so. I liked the Dredd quite a bit, actually. Not so much Carl Urban or that girl as much as I loved the bad guy. And when they did whatever that drug was, like, I just loved the visual effects Slow-mo. That came with it. Oh my God, that was. It just looked so fucking cool.
Dude, I think he was awesome as Dredd, though, dude.
Like, no, he was great, but it just wasn't my favorite part about the movie.
Oh, you thought the drugs was the best part of the movie.
We have no affiliation. And the bad guy. She was one of the coolest bad guys we'd seen in a while. I love a good bad guy, though, man. I'm a sucker for a good bad guy.
Mama.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm so excited for this next Fast and Furious movie. Charlize Theron's the bad guy.
It's not even Fast and Furious, right? I heard it was called something else.
The Furious.
Oh, the Fate of the Furious.
That sounds retarded.
Philip, I don't
need to know, man.
Negativity right now. It's already been a long day. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
I don't know, man. I feel like here we go. I feel like it's overplayed.
Dude, it was overplayed after part two, in my book.
Wrong. You guys are all wrong. What, name one Fast and Furious movie that's not good, aside from the first one, because I rewatched it.
I know everyone's going to give me hate for this.
If you say Fast Five,
Too Fast, Too Furious was horrible.
Tokyo Drift. I didn't like it at all.
What? I love Tokyo Drift. I hate that the main character is some white guy from America and they're in Tokyo. But that's the same movie. That's the movie we get introduced to Han in. And Han is one of the coolest guys in the whole series. Han
isn't a badass until you go back to like the next Fast movie, which is actually before he died.
Not true. Han is a badass in Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is super badass. Okay, but Too Fast, Too Furious was pretty shitty, too.
Well, no worse. Dude, that's where we get Tyrese.
Oh, no. Because he's such a pivotal player in this in the movie.
Obviously, you haven't seen all the movies.
I have seen all the movies.
Disposable character of the entire franchise.
Exactly.
But I love Tyrese in those movies, man. He's great. Yeah, no, Too Fast, Too Furious. Get that. Super awesome scene where they do the scramble where all the cars come out. I love that scene, man.
I don't know.
No way, man.
I don't know. I do have a link Fast and Furious near and dear to my heart because the very first one.
Now that's
I've always been a car guy.
Rewatch that shit. It's terrible.
It doesn't hold up, but it takes me back into the car scene because I've always loved cars and it really did. But when you play that movie back and you see different parts, like, for example, the Jetta with no brake calipers, and you're like, that's why he didn't stop at freaking Race Wars. He didn't have any brakes.
Yeah, but, or where you see Dom's driving a Mazda in the big race at the beginning, and you're I thought he was Mr. American Muscle. Why is he driving a Mazda? Or when the police call him by name, Toretto, stop right there, and then he just runs into a fucking a neon green Eclipse. Pretty sure they could have found that thing.
Yep.
Oh, makes no sense.
It's shot up minutes later.
Yeah. Makes no sense. You can appreciate it. Doesn't mean you have to like it. That first one's terrible. But it does have some good-looking rides in it.
They're all pretty equally terrible.
That's not
true. I will still watch them. I will still watch them. But
Fast Five is definitely the best of the franchise. How many franchises can you say that? You know which one I really like? The fifth one. Deborah, no input on this, really.
Star Wars, the seventh one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Star Wars.
The seventh.
Empire Strikes Back. Hell yeah.
Aaron's on, this is over.
Yeah, he's like, ah, damn it, they got me.
Oh, I think his thing messed up again. Unless he muted.
No, he muted us. Oh, okay. He muted us. He's having a conversation with Deborah. We're not important anymore. He's like, oh, time to talk to the wife.
I was seeing why she wasn't partaking in the Fast and Furious conversation, because if there's one thing that she likes as much as she likes Harry Potter, it's the Fast and Furious franchise.
I think it's just because of Paul Walker. It's not the actual franchise.
You know what? Sometimes I just don't ask questions and I just let her like the things that she likes.
I just let it.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling one of us is going to get cut tonight.
I didn't text shit at all. If you were over here, you would have known.
Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now I'm going to have Deborah's to cut this whole part because I have to explain it to you.
No, we can. Yeah, we can listen to it.
Oh, Philip said you don't like Fast and Furious. You just like Paul Walker.
Why'd you have to out me like that, bro?
Well, she said it's probably true, so now I don't have to cut this part out.
All right. There we go.
Here we go.
Oh, look. She agreed with Philip, and now she's agreeing with Homer. She said she just doesn't like Tokyo Drift.
Yay.
Aaron, it looks like you're completely wrong.
I wonder why. Is it because Paul Walker wasn't in it?
Yeah, probably. Boom!
Wow, that's a good point. I never put two and two together until right now. Yep. Anyways, the last news item we had for the day was the name for the next X-Men movie has been announced. X-Men Supernova. Philip, I know you don't care.
Don't care at all.
Homer?
So is this like a continuation of what last movie? Days of Future Past?
Yeah, yeah.
So is it supposed to go on when Wolverine comes back? Wait.
No. Pre all that.
Okay. So before he travels back in time, I guess?
No. Well, because, you know, he traveled back in time, so, like, it kind of changed the past, so now they can... So, from what I've read, is the theory is that it's going to be the Phoenix saga.
So they're going to try to redo it?
Yep. Or do it right.
Doesn't Sony still own the rights?
Yeah.
They're going to do it wrong.
I don't know. They've done some good stuff with the X-Men movies, just not lately.
Ever?
What are you talking about? You just hate the X-Men for no reason.
I don't hate the X-Men. I just hate
Paul Walker's not in it. There's no bad rides.
Look, there's only one last ride, and it's called Logan.
Dude, I'm like hyped for that. Tickets already go on sale like in a week or so.
What the fuck? The movie doesn't come out for a long time.
P.S. I know I've told you, but the viewers and listeners do not know. Viewers. The listeners. They will be having a Logan Cup at Santico's Theaters, that I believe.
Bada bing, bada boom. I'm pretty sure we need to start a Santico's Cup collection.
I already have two.
I feel like that doesn't quite count as a collection yet.
Well, because the Hobbit one, my mom threw away, but there's the Doctor Strange one.
Okay.
There's this the Suicide is great. Squad.
Oh, yeah, I got the Suicide Squad one, too. I love the Suicide Squad cup. I love those skulls. Those things are awesome.
I don't know if you saw this one, too, but I also got the popcorn bucket.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh. And I'm sitting here like, I'm not wasting my money on that.
That's right. Go buy some more car parts.
Actually, the person that needs car parts right now is Aaron.
$10. Yeah. He still has enough.
Make me holla.
He's like, can I get the soda and the bulk? We good?
I get complimentary sodas at work.
Hey, that's what I wanted to hear. Son of a...
I just bring my Suicide Cup to the movies with my complimentary sodas in my wife's purse.
Oh.
Self-service.
And wait out yourself there, bro.
Yep. Dude, no shame. No shame whatsoever. At all. I,
walks into a theater. Hey, isn't that the guy from Pocket Knife News? Check his wife's purse.
I guess.
Contraband! Contraband. Get out of
here. I don't know, man. Casablanca is pretty lenient. I've never had a check. I've never heard had anybody say anything.
I don't like Casablanca.
They used to check right at the door. Like,
Deborah said that she sees people bring coolers in there.
What?
Yeah.
How high was she? Like, every time I went in there with the wallet, and they're like, open your wallet, sir.
Excuse me?
I have like three Musketeers bars in this motherfucker.
That's too funny.
How big is your wallet?
It's a regular wallet fold, but I don't know why they freaking thought they were like, sir, what's that in your back pocket? My wallet.
Okay, hold on. Did you just say you don't like Casablanca?
Yeah, I don't. Prefer Palladium.
Here we go.
That's too funny because I don't like Palladium.
Dude,
well, no.
There's like a lot of traffic going down that way. So.
I actually like it better now because now that Casablanca opened, there's not as many people at Palladium.
Dude, going to the movies is a social experience. I don't want to go to the movies when nobody's there.
I don't like going to rock.
I want to go to the movies with people that I'm going to the movies with. I care less about anybody else. And plus that intersection where Casablanca is dangerous. That's where I got in my car accident. Some stupid girl thought she could turn right.
The only thing I don't like about Casablanca is the reclinable chairs.
What?
What? That's like the best part. Dude, I don't like Casablanca, and I'm arguing about that.
Call me a purist, but for some reason, I start like putting my feet up and leaning back, and I'm just like, it doesn't feel like I'm at the movie theaters.
You're supposed to be comfortable.
I
bring a blanket.
Dude, I do it, dude, like all the time. Like, I'll actually tell them. I'm like, is that a recliner one? No. We're going to have recliners for showing that tomorrow. Oh, okay. So I get to watch it tomorrow, recliner? Yeah. All right, I'll wait tomorrow. I'll just buy my tickets now. I'll be back.
No way, man. I don't know, man. I like the classic movie experience, and the recliners just kind of push it for me sometimes, you know?
I don't know. Well, I started reclining, and I was like, you know what? This is it. Like, I don't think there's any other way to watch a movie now. Like, I'll go to, like, another place, and I'm like, man, I guess. Like, it's because y'all are only showing this certain. Yeah, it's like, y'all are only showing.
Well,
I guess I'll watch it.
To each their own.
I guess so.
Yep.
I apologize to everybody who made it this far through the episode that had to listen to rantings and ramblings because we are tired, but we're professionals, so we're here for you this week and every week. We are.
So how many episodes are coming out this week? Just one, right?
Just one. One a week. Yeah. One a week. Don't spoil the magic. We may have special guests on for next week.
We don't have any magic to spoil.
Wow. Well, I feel like that was even more magic spoiled.
There it is. Look at that magic.
Oh,
again. She even jumped when she saw herself. She's like, oh, shit.
Dude, that was so great. She was just like,
oh, my damn. Yeah, I know. She's like, oh, fuck. I need to fix my hair.
I don't think she ever shows up and says that, but.
I know. She's all like, hey, guys.
I'm not impressed with shit.
Oh, man. You guys ready to call tonight?
Hell yeah, bro. I'm about to go to bed. I'm tired.
That's right. Well, we're here with all your weekly news. I'm glad you could join us. Follow us on Instagram. Listen to us on iTunes, Podomatic. Like us on Facebook. I don't really care if you like us on Facebook. I'm not going to lie. Primarily just send anything I do on Instagram and Facebook.
And everything on Instagram to Facebook and vice versa.
So I just said. Yeah. So literally what I just said. Instagram
to Facebook.
Right. Everything from Instagram goes to Facebook. I love the Instagram. Audience, message me. Comment. I'll chat with
anyone. Apologize to our audience for tonight's episode because I'm pretty sure if anyone's made it this far, their IQ has at least gone down 5 points.
I disagree. Never apologize for anything. That's how you become president. All right, guys, let's call tonight.
Shit, dude.
All right, guys.
I'm not up for making political statements tonight, all right?
I'm Homer. Y'all have a good night.
And I'm Philip, and whatever. Night.
Well, you ruined that. I'm Aaron. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk
to you soon. Boners!